Welcome back to Blah Blah Blah. I'm Cicely.
I'm Genevieve.
And I'm Zulema.
You're watching the best podcast
to ever. No, you're listening.
You're listening to the best podcast to ever hit your ears.
Your ear holes are going to orgasm so hard at the sound of this.
They're gonna pop. Your drums are banging hard. It is like COVID when everybody went out and was banging their pots together. That's what your eardrums are doing the second you hear that intro song.
We're going to pleasure your eardrums tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Oh.
Speaking of pleasure. Oh, God, that transition was so good.
That was so good. Can I have your Instagram so I can open it? Last week, last episode, we were talking about squirting. And is squirting real? Is squirting fake? G and I thought it was fake. Somebody we know said it was real, and we brought it up.
Excuse me, am I not part of this conversation?
I don't really remember what you said about it.
I don't think it's real.
Okay, but we all agree.
It's not real. Somebody.
Not a certified gynecologist or anything.
Anonymously reached out to our Instagram, which, by the way, our DMs are always open. If you have any questions or things you want us to talk about in the pod, or honestly, any suggestions.
Or if you just want to get something off your chest.
Or if you just want to talk to three amazing girls.
Tell me your darkest secret.
Tell us your darkest secrets. Anyway, she reached out to us via DM and she said, hey, listen to your podcast and I love it so far. Do you guys all love it as well? I'm just kidding. I'm an expert when it comes to squirting. Do you want me to educate you girls on it?
Now, you said yes.
Well, we said absolutely. Yes, mommy, I do. Mm-hmm. To preface, she's not, I don't think, a gynecologist or an expert in that way. I think she probably squirts often and can educate us in that way. So this is not from a doctor. This is from a viewer.
It's just good to have another
perspective.
Yeah.
Perspective, right. We're only three girls here. So I said, yes, please. She says, oh, awesome. Just type it out. I said, go for it. So we have paragraphs, so get ready. Let's start with this. Squirting is a real thing. It is the release of bodily fluids that happens once a female is really turned on. The exact fluids releasing are a combination of different fluids one finds naturally in the vagina. It is not just pee, but it does contain some form of urine. Which we kind of thought, knew.
Is it like discharge?
Well, that's not really like liquidy enough to go... unless you've got some different shit going on.
No, I don't know.
Next paragraph, let's continue. Squirting doesn't always look like the way it does in porn. Like you mentioned in the podcast, a lot of porn stars fake it by basically just peeing. This, of course, has to do with the fact that it has to be spectacular to arouse the people consuming porn. That was in quotes. Squirting can happen in many ways. It can be, for example, gush out rapidly.
Gush.
I don't like that word. Or slowly dribble out. This varies from person to person.
I'm going to make you dribble.
I want to make you dribble so hard.
They're like, babe, I thought you were going to squirt tonight. You're like,
no, I'm just dribbling.
Just a dribble. I'm a dribbler.
I'm actually a dribbler.
Next paragraph. You should feel some kind of sponge-like tissue on the inside of your vulva. It is about 2 to 3 inches big.
What is?
That's huge. Sponge?
Your sponge-like tissue. Inside of your vulva. Are you listening? Okay. Are you listening?
Yes.
This is expert, not expert advice. Okay.
This sounds pretty expert to me.
I won't go into too much detail about this.
Oh, I think we're far past that.
But she did say, if needed, I can always explain this separately. You guys know what she's talking about. I feel like I know what she's talking about. I don't know the exact 2 to 3 inches big, but I'm like, it's squishy in there.
I mean, the whole thing is just squishy.
Yeah, so
right?
I'm kind of understanding that.
Mine is rock hard.
I'm like, right, guys? For you guys too, right?
Another big tip is make sure you are completely relaxed before you take in that tip. Make sure you are completely relaxed and have no distractions near you as long as you're trying to achieve it. I recommend turning off your phone, making sure nobody will be home if living with roommates or potentially a partner. Things I also recommend trying are toys or penetrative sex with a partner. I've tried that.
You have?
Oh, yeah. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask. I'm happy to share my knowledge if anybody is interested. Okay.
So interesting.
We are, to preface, not laughing at what this girl is saying.
No.
We're laughing because it's just like funny explaining squirting. So that is what she told us, and that's honestly like some information that's really
so helpful.
So
yeah, we just wanted to bring that information to your ears, pod,
because
yeah,
we couldn't just gatekeep that in our DMs. No, we had to bring it to everybody else. So that's just a little recap update on where we're at with squirting.
Maybe and if you're a squirter, DM pop us. Pop into our DMs.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Or if you're a gynecologist or an expert, also hop into our DMs so we can get some factual knowledge on this. But that was just an update.
That's really interesting, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I guess we all have some homework to do.
I gotta get my...
Yeah. I gotta turn off my phone and make sure my roommates aren't home.
Ellie, stay home. I mean, stay away. I'm trying to squirt. And if you come in, I'm just gonna dribble.
Let me make a quick transition from squirting to the holiday season.
Yes, because what two things go better together? So we were all home. G was home for a really long time. She just got back today.
Yeah, I was basically in LA for a month. And it was really nice. It was really nice. I feel like I have a new appreciation for the city now. And I'm happy to be back and get into my routine. But it was so nice being with my family and just kind of hibernating.
Any highlight?
Any highlights?
Let me jog your memory.
Yeah. Go ahead. Vroom, vroom.
Wait, what?
Like a truck?
There was this great truck. No, it was really funny. I reconnected with someone from my past.
Way back in the day.
Way back, who I didn't really know that well, but my memory was jogged. Basically, I went to a horse camp when I was a pipsqueak, a youngster, if you will. And
a young buck.
A young buck. And I reconnected with this guy who went to this horse camp with me. So I had a little horse camp love affair over the holidays.
Which, who wouldn't want
to? Wouldn't want.
So we're going to refer to him as Horse Camp Boy.
Yes.
From here on out.
And it was honestly so much fun. It's just really fun when you have zero expectations for something. I mean, especially for me going home. I was had no expectations, just planning on hanging out with my family. And so this was just a really fun little surprise, I guess. And I'm definitely trying to lean more into just being open, like taking risks or chances, trying to meet new people, because it was just such a fun experience. And I got to just do some really fun stuff while I was in LA, and his friends were so nice, and just had a great time, made some fun memories.
And you had a good New Year's Eve.
And I had actually a good New Year's Eve, which is so funny because we were talking about New Year's.
Yeah, right? And expectations and everything like that.
And had zero expectations, and you know what? It was like one of the best New Year's Eves I've ever had. So I'm just so happy. Got to keep those expectations on the floor.
Do you guys have any first date horror stories? Not to bring it there, but I'd love to kind of bring it there for a second.
I haven't had a horrible first date, honestly.
I've had mediocre ones, but not anything that was bad.
Yeah.
I've had a horrible one.
Okay, go.
Okay.
When?
So this was in between. This was probably like sophomore year of college. I was living. When was this? I think I was like living with people that I didn't really like love living with. They're like all great people, but living with them was just like not probably the right fit for me. And I was just like really overwhelmed, and I like was having allergies to like metal. Like I'm really allergic to nickel. So I had like rashes on. I was just like uncomfortable in general. And I was seeing this person who did not make me happy and was like not the right match for me. He's now my ex-boyfriend, so moved left in the past, thank God. But I was like, oh, I kind of want to challenge myself to like go out and go on a date. And this is before I met my last ex-boyfriend now. But it was like in between that. And I was like, I'm just going to like go on Tinder. I've only been on Tinder. I've never been on Hinge or Raya or Bumble or anything like that. I was only on Tinder. And then I deleted it like 3 years ago and haven't been back on. But I met this person. He looked like really cute. I was like, oh, great. Okay, I'm going to go on this date. And I was like, I had kind of, in that moment in my life, I kind of just had this like fuck it mentality, I think. I was like unhappy with my life, had just broken up with a boyfriend I didn't really like, but was just like feeling a little lost, like didn't really know what my like path was. So I think like in that moment also like I blacked out like a lot of that time. So I just felt like I was like in this haze. So it's like normally going on a date from a dating app to me would be probably the most nerve-wracking thing ever. But for some reason in this moment, I was just like, okay, let's do it. Like, fuck it. So I did it. This guy looked very cute from like Florida or something. And then was like visiting in New York City. Anyway, so I got all dressed in my cute little outfit, but also like I wasn't really even thinking about it. Like I don't think I had connected the dots that I was about to go meet a stranger. Like I thought I was just whatever, meeting a friend, but I was going on a date. We went to Vanessa's Dumplings in the East Village.
Cute.
Met kind of.
Oh my God.
I think I
know this story.
Yes. Is this Briefcase?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a good story.
Briefcase. Met him at this, like, I literally think like Astor Place or something. And it was like so immediately friend vibes and weird kind of. But I was also like, I don't know where this could go. Maybe mm-hmm. he's just an awkward person. He's smoking a cigarette standing. It's kind of like a little fuzzy now, but again, I think I blacked a lot of this out. But he had like a big suitcase. Like not like ooh and away hard shell on wheels. It was like a briefcase, but bigger, like those vintage suitcases. And he was carrying it around and it looked
like with a handle.
Yes. And it looked heavy. He looked just like his pictures. So I was like, yeah. This is all great. But why are you carrying this mat? Like, are you going to chop me up and stick me in there and then whatever? So I'm like, oh, like, I'm Cicely. Nice to meet you. I forget his name. And then we hugged kind of. And then I was like, are you going somewhere? Like, is this? It was also winter. It was dark. It was cold. We had kind of just planned like last minute to hang out. And I was like, are you going somewhere? And he's like, well, yeah, I actually have a flight to like Philly or Florida, I forget, somewhere. He's like in like 3 hours. I was like, oh, so we have a time limit, which is honestly like
he really squeezed you in.
He squeezed me in, so I was like, should I feel special? Should I feel uncomfortable? Like, what should I feel like? And then I was like, me, obviously, I'm like, do you want me to carry that for you? Like, is that heavy? Like, do you want me to take that away from you? Like, oh my God. Like, he was like struggling, kind of carrying the suitcase. Didn't, whatever. Then we went to Vanessa's Dumplings and we sat down, whatever. I think I took like my jacket off and I have a tattoo on my arm, and then we started talking about tattoos and I was like, oh yeah, like I like your tattoos. He had a ton of tattoos all over his body. And then he was just like kind of showing me all of them, and there was one on his chest that was a knife. And I was like, oh, interesting. Like, and I think I had like looked at his Instagram before going on this date because it's connected to Tinder. And I saw that he was like in like a pretty like serious relationship mm-hmm. with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Like
currently?
Prior. Like it looked like it had been like a couple months maybe since he had posted about her. But he had her name was like Julia, tattooed on his chest, like on his ribcage.
That's a red flag.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, but they're not together anymore, whatever. Anyway, so then I was like, I want to kind of bring up that Julia tattoo because that would be like, what's going on there? Like, yeah. I don't know. My like toxic brain wanted to like dive there. So then I was, like, looking at his tattoos. I was like, do you have any on, like, your chest? Like, I was trying to get to the Julia tattoo. Anyway, he lifts up his shirt in Vanessa's Dumplings with his suitcase to his right. And I see that the Julia tattoo is now a knife.
Oh,
so
oh
God, he covered the Julia tattoo with this shitty-looking knife. Oh, it was, God. Like, you could still kind of see Julia under it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I like the knife. Obviously, I'm going to bring that up because yeah. I know that Julia used to be there. I was like, I like that knife. And he's like, oh, thanks. Yeah, I was like, used to have my ex-girlfriend's name under there. And like, we broke up, so I put a knife over it.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. Yeah. Anyway, then we leave Vanessa's Dumplings. He couldn't pay for dinner because
why?
He didn't have a lot of money or something. Okay. And then we're walking. I was like, I can walk you. Like, are you going to take the train to Newark? Or like, how are you getting to the airport? Because he had only like a couple, like an hour and left. And he was like, oh, I'm going to take the train. He was like, oh, shit, but, like, my card's not working. And I was like, oh, my God, what's going on?
No.
He was like, would you mind if my mom cash-apped you some money?
What?
You're
and
kidding.
And then he went to an ATM and took out the money so I could have some money for the airport.
Why could he not do that?
Because his phone, like, he was, like, banned. You know when some people are, like, banned from Venmo or Dark, can't be on it? Or
yeah,
like,
sure.
Yeah, so he was, like, off of these apps. So I, naive Cicely, was like, oh, sure. So literally,
this was like a scam,
you guys,
this whole date.
I'm not kidding. Where's my phone? I was going through my Cash App the other day because I sold money from, like, I sold clothes, sorry, at Beacon's, at okay. Beacon's Closet. And I was, like, going through, like, how, like, things I had paid or, like, who had paid me or, like, what my history was. I need to try to find it, but
how much was it?
It was like $20 or something.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, like.
But yeah, the fact that he didn't pay for dinner and then couldn't pay to get to his trip, this just seems like.
Okay, I have it. It was $20, and it's from a woman named Jennifer for Jack.
For
Jack.
Oh, my God.
So then I went to the ATM, gave him his money, mm-hmm. dropped him off at the subway station. We smoked a cigarette outside. He didn't have any more cigarettes left, so I gave him one of my cigarettes. My God. And off he went. And
wow.
Then we followed each other on Instagram, obviously, because, like, we did before we met up after mm-hmm. meeting on Tinder. And a couple days later, he and his ex-girlfriend got married.
They got married?
Married. 2 days later. Married.
Wait, so he was still
Julia?
Seeing her?
Julia. Oh, I don't think he was, because he said my ex-girlfriend, and he was, like, being a little aggressive towards her. He's like, I hate her, like, blah, blah, blah. She, like, effed me over, whatever.
Well, they patched things up pretty
2 days
quick.
Later, they're on a beach in Florida getting married with all their friends around. So I think he was actually on his way to his wedding.
Stop.
On his way to his wedding.
Why did he get the tattoo covered?
I have no idea. That was
such a good, bad first date.
That was, like, insane. The worst. And I, like, left, and I was, like, I wasn't, like, I remember calling my sister after. I was, like, he was okay. Like, some weird things happened, but he was okay.
That's called ignoring the red flags.
I was like, nothing's going to happen. Not thinking, oh, homeboy's going to go get married in 2 days. But I was just like, I didn't really feel anything. But I was like proud of myself putting myself out there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you know what? You got a good story out of it.
You got a good story.
Yeah, so that's my worst date. But Zoo, how was your Christmas break?
It was good. I went back home to Portland for a little bit. And then my family and I went to Mexico, which was super fun. We went for a wedding. And I
was it my first horror date? Was it Jack?
Yeah, it was Jack and Julia. So
they're getting married again.
Jack
renewing
and Jill.
Their vows. Yeah,
ran down the hill. Oh, you should talk about Love at First Sight.
Oh, yes, okay. Too.
Missed connection.
So I was at this market in Mexico, and I look to my right, and I see, I think, the man of my dreams. Everything that I have envisioned was standing right in front of me, and we might.
Can you describe him a little?
Like, paint hot, sexy.
Okay.
So everyone made their style. And we made eye contact, and I was like, oh, my God, he is so cute.
Aww.
But I was just walking through, and we went our separate ways. And then he ended up following me, but I saw him again at the market.
So you didn't tell us that.
And then we made eye contact again for, like, 10 seconds.
Oh, my God, more eye contact.
And I was hoping that he would come up to me or say something. He was with his friend. I think he was from Australia because I heard him talking and they had accents, which
love
was
it.
So cute.
Yeah.
And then we just walked away, and it was so sad because I don't think I'm ever going to see him again.
Hey, never say never.
Yeah.
You never... Horse camp boy came back 15 years later, exactly. So you never know what... That market man is going to
market man. Market man, briefcase man,
horse man, camp boy.
Well, it's sometimes fun just to have a connection like
that.
I swear, sometimes when I'm on an airplane, you know that like classic TikTok thing that's like when you see someone who's your age, you're positive they're your soulmate, on the airplane. But I feel like he should have come up to you.
Yeah.
So,
but that was a perfect moment because so we've been talking about things to do like. Unique little things to do that would, like, maybe get a boy's attention that are cute, unique, fun, like, for maybe, like, giving your number or kind of, like, starting a conversation.
Oh, because we were saying,
also,
like, what should she have done?
Right. But things that you can do that give your information or, like, say, hey, I'm interested without really having to put yourself out there.
I should make a shirt with my phone number on it.
Yes, but then you'd have to wear it every single day. You could
wear the same custom
bra and underwear that you wear, that you have like 12 of them, and you like keep washing them and just use them all the time and flash them.
Business card?
No, but we were saying business cards. So I have business cards that literally just have like my website and whatever on them that I could write. If I saw somebody who I was like, this is my person, I could like write my number on the back and then give it to them. Because that's, like, the perfect thing to have. Like, you just say your name, your number.
Also, it's, like,
and maybe
unique,
your Instagram or
and
something.
And it's kind of funny.
And it's so unique. And all you have to do in that situation is drop it in front of them, put it on the table, hand it to them, and then walk away.
Okay, but honestly, I kind of think, love the idea, quick edit.
Yeah.
I honestly think, like, just putting your Instagram or something and, like, your name. Mm-hmm. Only because, you see someone, you, like, think you like them, but, like,
but
number.
What's the photo? Yeah.
Like, phone number is, to me, that feels so intimate. I'm like, what if they're really annoying and then they start texting you?
I feel like, but then you block them.
The thing about Instagram is, like, it's so easy to perceive someone in the wrong way.
Yeah.
Like, I want to get to know someone not based off of my social media.
Yeah.
Right.
And I also feel like if you give them your Instagram, they might be thinking you're, like, networking or something.
They're like, I'm trying to get more
followers.
Also, okay, I think a lot of people follow each other on Instagram. Like, I follow so many people on Instagram that I don't know and that I don't really think I'll ever... really meet or connect with or anything in real life. Whereas a phone number, it's like,
I guess
there's
true,
the purpose.
Honestly.
Like, you have to text them and reach out and create something. Like, if you have an Instagram, I mean, there's like whenever I've been single, I've like followed people on Instagram being like, oh, he's so cute. Like, or it's like, I want him to message me or whatever.
Honestly, now you totally changed my mind because now I'm even thinking about myself. Like, I have like a lot of followers on Instagram. Yeah. So then it would be like, almost I don't know. Yeah.
That's, it's so not intimate.
Right. Then it's sort of like, oh, what are you just trying to flag?
It's also harder to ghost someone because they know who you are. Yeah. Like, they know.
They see you posting.
What are you going to do? Block them? That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Sure, you can stop texting someone. That's pretty fine.
Yeah.
Okay, so business cards.
Yeah. Create an email and just have the email on it or something and then be like, oh, hello.
Love.
Serious inquiries only. But I think that'd be a great way to just like, because then you're like, you're giving somebody the information, but you're not really having to open your mouth or communicate or really feel like you're putting yourself out there.
Well, that's one of my goals this year is to meet someone in person.
Yeah.
I am over the dating apps, which I'll talk about later.
Yeah. That's on my in list.
Yeah. And I think that's such a, I'm really going to try to do that.
That's such a good way to be able to like just based off of someone's looks even, even if you're not talking to them, give them your information so that you can start something.
Well, you think... Now, you think it's so hard to meet somebody in person?
Like the Whole Foods man?
Wait, Sue, can you tell that?
Please tell that. A couple years ago when we were all living together, I just, you know, was going to Whole Foods, just a regular grocery trip, and this man comes up to me in a full suit, and I don't even remember what the conversation went like, but he was like, oh, like...
Zoo is too nice is the moral of the story.
What's your name? And I said my name, and he said his name. And he was like, oh, well, I'm going to this party later. Like, you should come with me. And so I ended up, like, he asked for my number, so I gave him my number. And I obviously didn't go to this party. But if this man was cute, he was not cute. If this man was cute, I would have gone.
Yeah, because I love that confidence that he has.
Yeah, so I never responded. And then he proceeded to text me multiple times after that, asking me to wine. And that was very strange.
That was really, really weird. So, see, that's an instance where someone gets your number and they actually, it's a worst case scenario. They won't stop texting you.
Yeah.
But it was entertaining.
It was so entertaining.
Do you have
Then years later, we were having like a night together, like us friends or whatever. Wait, I need to find these messages. Keep going. Can you preface the story?
What?
We basically were like,
we were having like prank calls
and we were doing stuff. We were just doing like childish stuff that was so fun, which is so fun to do if you ever don't know what to do with your friends.
Do we remember his name? Because I could probably look it up in my messages.
I have these messages. Okay, yeah, let's do it. Wait, guys, I got it.
Oh, you did?
So after we hung up the call, this was in February 19th, he goes, haha, separate text. Who is this? ! All right. All right, with three T's, period. Yes, I meet a lot of ladies. It's just a habit from a long time. /face.
He, like, thought we were some woman that he maybe met at a bar.
Yes, these are also all separate messages. Not a bad guy, though, and I'm really honest to women. And when I do have a girlfriend, she is my world. And then he includes a picture of his girlfriend. Him and his girlfriend, a selfie. She, like, looks cute. This is my ex. Oh, his ex. And she was my world when we were together.
Talk about oversharing.
Oh, yeah. Don't think I'm a bad guy because I meet ladies. It's just what the world is missing, in my opinion. When she left me, I wrote her love songs on Saturday nights. And instead of going out to meet ladies, just saying, don't judge a book by its cover. All separate texts.
How is that real? How is that real? Insane.
I do make lies at the start, though. I guess I just do whatever to open a conversation. Haha. But usually pretty honest right after that. It's just an opener. Haha. Breaking the ice. But usually works best when I'm direct, I've noticed. I said, okay. He goes, but about those cockroaches, winky face, death come by to fix that over a bottle of wine? Ha ha ha. Then separate text, joke. Then on a different day, he doesn't even know who I am.
I literally love
He doesn't
this guy.
Know who I am. He thinks I'm like a woman from his past. He goes, sure. I didn't say anything. Sure. Do you want to come share with me tonight? Ha ha.
Share what?
Wine? I don't know. Oh, life, stories, God. Ideas, whatever. Anyway, so then we started calling people on our contact list with *67
using
and we're using that script. So we'd start out and be like, they'd be like, hello? You'd be like, haha, who is this?
It was the best thing. And then they'd be like, who's this? All right. Yes, I meet a lot of ladies.
Guys, you need to see that again.
It's just a habit from a long time. It was so hard to keep our cool during those conversations. And then people were like, who the fuck is this? Blah, blah. And then you just continue, I'm not a bad girl, though, and I'm really honest to men. And they're like, what the hell is going on?
And you guys are more than welcome to steal that script.
We can even post it on our Instagram story if you guys are interested and want a screenshot. Because
we should.
It is iconic. It's perfect for prank calling because it's just weird enough where people are like, wait,
what's going on?
Is this a real person? But then it's also... It almost sounds natural, but it's just a little bit weird.
It's a little bit weird. And you it's add, like, the three T's. You're like, all right.
Just add some spice.
Anyways, let's go back to our ins and outs. So ins is game night prank calling.
How was your holiday?
Oh, mine was good. I just, like, didn't really do much. I went home. My parents are living in Maine now because they're serial movers. Whoa. I just didn't know that went somewhere. Anyway, they're serial movers, so they just moved back up to Maine. So I went up to Maine. It was, like, really cold, fun, nice to be with my family.
It looks relaxing.
Yeah, nice to work from home up there. Family's a lot. Like, it just is. I don't think I mean, it's a really old house. It's an awesome house. It's, like, on the water-ish. But it's, like, a bungalow built in, like, maybe the 1960s. Like, a very old house. You can, like, see up into the bedrooms through the living room. Like, that's the vibe. And my brother's room is right above my room. So I'm on the bottom floor, and my brother's right above me. Or at least his closet is. So I don't know what he's doing in his closet at 6 a.m. But every morning he wakes up so early at, like, 6 a.m. Love him to death. But he would be... moving around up there.
It's just really loud.
It is. You can hear.
Old houses, it's creaky.
You can hear every step, everything. And it's loud. It almost, like, it gets amplified, like, through the floors. Mm-hmm. And he's up early. He's doing stuff, whatever. I should probably be up at 7 a.m., but, like, I don't want to be. And I just felt like being home, I never got, like, a good night's sleep. Like, I was always going to bed. I'm right next to the TV room. So my dad and brother and whoever were watching TV. So I was going to bed listening to that. Waking up at the crack ass of dawn because my brother was, like, up moving around upstairs. One morning he was, like, drilling in his closet because he was hanging up hooks at, like, 6 in the morning.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I never just felt like I, like, got a good night's sleep. And then I immediately, like, came home. But I feel so good because I went to this cookie bakery place next to my parents' house up there. And this restaurant in New York City that we love called Thailicious. You guys should all go. It's literally so good.
So good.
And the people there are amazing. The two owners are twins. Like, I'm obsessed with them. Anyway, they're from the same area. And we had a talk about it, like, before Thanksgiving. And they told me, like, their favorite cookies. And so I got them, like, a big box of all their favorite cookies. Because I drove back down to New York when I left and delivered it to them. And they were just, like, head over heels, so excited. Like, never expecting it. So that was really fun. But on my drive home, it was the drive from hell. Because usually it's easy. I leave at, like, 8 a.m. I rent a car. It's, like, $150, which is at that... The reason I drove is because all the airlines were having some weird stuff going on. So a flight from Maine to New York, which usually is, like, $150, was, like, $370, $400. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I'll just drive. And it's usually really easy if I leave early. I rent my car. I'm driving away. I'm an hour outside of Maine. My car starts, like, shaking. My car's like,
oh, God.
It feels like,
God.
Like, it feels like I'm going over a really bumpy road, and my arm is, like, literally like this, like, holding on.
What the hell?
And I'm, like, an hour away, and I'm like, like, maybe it'll kind of go away. I'm, like, hoping it'll go away.
Yeah.
So I just kept going a little bit, and now at this point, I'm, like, an hour out, and I called my dad, and I'm like, the car is, like, making, it's, like, it's like I'm going over bumps. And he was like, no, take that back. It's probably something wrong with the alignment or something. Mm-hmm. He's like, drive back and, like, whatever. And if I went over, like, 55 miles per hour, it would really start going, which was scary. So I went really slow, an hour back to the airport, had to exchange cars, move all my stuff into this new car.
Oh, no.
And then continue, like, start my drive basically from scratch. That's so I so lost, annoying. Like, 2 hours. Ugh. And then at that point, it's... like 11 a.m., 11:30, and there's going to be so much traffic, especially, like, coming into the city at night. Like, it's so great if you can just leave early, early, early in the morning and then just get down there. But if you're leaving at, like, 11, 12, it's not good. So there was so much traffic. I was sitting in, like, bumper-to-bumper traffic for hours. Ugh. Like, I remember I was
By yourself.
By myself. And I was looking at, like, the
time that it was going to take me to get back, and it was like 2 hours and 40 minutes for like 3 hours. Like, it went down. And I was then you just knew that traffic was building up farther down the road, and you're just like, oh my God, I just want to get back so badly. And I started feeling like I was getting a little sick. Like, my back was like really sore, and I kind of felt like achy.
Yeah.
And I was just like, maybe it's because I've been sitting for so long, whatever. Anyway, I ended up getting sick, but I came back, finally made it to the city, and I had like 20 minutes to go drop off these cookies, drop my bags off, and then drop the car off before I like got charged a late fee. So that was stressful. But then the next day, my boyfriend and I went to the TWA Hotel for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day.
I want to go there so bad.
And it was so, so fun. Like, I want to live there. I felt like Eloise. It was just like the best time ever. It was just like so fun to like just drink in a hotel, and they had like, a heated pool on the roof.
Wait, so everyone had a New Year's.
Which is fun. It was just like, it was so fun. And I had a great New Year's. And it was just like no expectations. What did you do for New Year's?
I was just in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
So you had a good New Year's.
We all had no expectations.
I didn't really do anything, but it was chill and fun and amazing.
Yeah. It was just like,
and not
no
bad.
Expectations and not bad. And I just think it's like, yeah, again, no expectations and it turns out amazing. So we were there for a couple of days, but then I ended up getting like sick. So I was feeling kind of crappy there, but took some NyQuil and had maybe the best night of my life, like night sleep of my life, because I think I went to bed and woke up in the exact same position. But my boyfriend said I was like sleepwalking.
Really?
I've never really sleptwalk in my life besides that maybe one time I NyQuil? Peed on my parents' floor.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that was like a dream. That's a story for another time. Shout out Bailey if you're listening to this. You know that one. But Greg woke up in the middle of the night. I woke up and I was like, such a great night's sleep. I don't even think I moved once. Like, I thought I literally went to bed, woke up in the exact same spot. And I was like, oh, okay, good morning. He was like, Cicely, are you kidding me? He's like, you don't remember what you did last night? And I was like, I don't remember what I did. I'm like, what are you saying?
Those are not the words you
want
to hear.
The words you want. I didn't do anything crazy. But he woke up in the middle of the night, and I was sitting on the end of the bed.
Like, what?
Like, contemplating. Like, looking out the window, sitting on the end of the bed like this.
Scary.
And he was like, Cicely, get back in bed. Cicely, come on. And he's like, are you not feeling good? Like, you had another, like, NyQuil? Or what's going on? And I, like, turn back at him. And I was like, Mom didn't say she was going to do that. Like, he was my brother or something. I was like,
that's horrifying.
Mom said she was going to do that, and she didn't. Or something like that.
Whoa, let's unpack that. Yeah,
and he was like, what? And I've never really done that before. Like, I'll, like, say random words in my sleep, but not really that extreme. And then he's like, come back to bed. You're sleep talking. And I was like, no, it's all going to make sense in the morning.
Oh.
I was like, you think I'm sleep talking or walking? I'm not. I'm going to remember this in the morning. I guarantee it. I'm going to remember this. You think I'm crazy? I'm going to remember this in the morning. I have no recollection of that.
That's so funny.
Anyway, so that was my New Year's. It was fun.
Nice. I think I was taking a shit at midnight. Actually, I know I was. We were in Mexico in, like, not near, like, a town, so I wasn't about to drive to the nearest town and, like,
go find your Australian boy.
Yeah, no. And we were, like, by the beach, too. And so we were just in our Airbnb hanging out, and my sister's six, so she went to sleep early. And I think six okay. years old. And my parents, you know, they were watching their TV show. I was just hanging out. And then I had to go to the bathroom and, you know, took a little number two. And then I looked at my phone when I came out, and it was like 12:01. I was like, okay, that's a great way to start the year, I guess.
You know what? It is.
It is. It was
it's
a good
a big
one, too.
Release. Oh, it's a big release. You released all of that from 2022.
It's luck.
I think so, too.
You released everything from 2022, and here you are.
I did.
Fresh.
Yeah.
Lighter.
Fresh as a daisy.
Mentally.
I felt amazing.
Physically. Yeah.
That's satisfying. But you know what? Better than a New Year's kiss? A New Year's shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that's what's in. A New Year's shit.
That's what's in.
Y'all want a New Year's kiss? I just want a big New Year's shit. So what are our ins and outs for this year?
Okay. So in for 2023, mezcal.
You Slay. Also have to explain each one. I don't think
I do?
Yes.
Do I?
Yes. Yeah, why mezcal? Why not regular tequila?
Yeah, why is it in?
Or is it
okay,
better?
So explain,
is it trendy?
Yeah,
what's going on with mezcal?
Yeah.
I agree, but what is it?
I love mezcal.
Okay, in mezcal, actually, Horse Camp Away kind of, like, had me getting into mezcal.
He seems I went to like a horse camp boy. Like, drives a truck, is into mezcal, not to a horse camp.
And I feel like I haven't been drinking enough mezcal. You can do a mezcal Negroni. Mm-hmm. You can do, like, you can do mezcal old fashioned.
You can do mezcal with grapefruit juice and, like, some, like, orange zest. Well, it's so good.
I went to a mezcal farm when I was in Mexico.
You're effing kidding. See, yeah, this is why we need, this is why we need explanation for everything.
Right. So, I want to get into mezcal this year. It's just going to be, like, my drink of choice, maybe. Okay.
So smoky, too.
So smoky.
So fiery.
Second, P.F. Chang's Union Square. Okay.
Have you been there yet?
No. Don't. What is
your name? Have you been? Zoo's adding to her list of outs. P.F. Chang's Union Square.
I'm not.
P.F. Chang's, there's one in Corona Madera in outside of San Francisco that we used to go to all the time, and it is surprisingly expensive.
It's, like, fancy. No, I know. I was looking at the, like, prices on Postmates. It's, like, expensive. It's expensive. I just think it's going to be a hit. I want to go so badly. Let me know if you guys want to go.
Okay.
And I'm just feeling really good about it. Okay. Next, old movies.
Oh, that's okay. Mine.
Black and white. I was saying to Zoo, I really want to do a movie night, like once a week, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So but we have poker night, we have dinner parties, we have movie nights.
A lot of plans.
Will I be able to hang out with my family, friends, boyfriend?
Never. But I really want to watch movies from, like, it has to be, like, pre, like, 1990s or something. Okay. Microdosing.
Love.
On mushrooms.
Shrooms, yes, specifically. Just instead of, like, drinking or with drinking, but it doesn't give you as much of a hangover. Same. And
as we get older,
I just love shrooms.
And these hangovers get more exhausting.
And they freaking do. I was so hungover on the plane the other night. And it's just such a horrible feeling.
Oh, I hate being hungover.
So, microdosing. Okay?
Got it.
eBay.
Oh, eBay's been in for me, babe.
It's been in, but I'm so on my eBay shit these days. Find the best jeans there. The best good sweatshirts.
Even, like, home things. Yeah. Anything you want, search it on eBay. You'll find it.
And I
anything.
Just feel like so many thrift stores now in New York are just so run through. It's kind of hard to find, like,
They are ran through.
They are ran through.
People are running marathons through them.
Seriously.
The New York Marathon should be from thrift store to thrift store to thrift store to
on
thrift
Essex,
store.
On Essex. Truly. Yeah.
And so expensive.
And expensive. So, loving eBay these days. Poker nights.
Yes.
I don't need to say anything further. No. Dinner parties.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Love that. I'm really into
that. Wait, that was on my list too.
Mine too.
Wait, well, isn't that perfect?
And the movie thing was on my list too.
Really? Yeah, I want, like, candelabras. Yes. Actually, maybe not candelabra. That's dramatic. That's but, like, singular tall candlesticks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sticks. And just home-cooked meals.
I want candelabras, a butler.
And I just want it to be cozy and fun and wine and just
good. Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I just feel like we have these apartments. Like, we're not, like, using them enough. That's on my ins list. We'll talk about that later.
Mm.
I also like dinner parties because you can actually talk to people. Yeah. And I feel like whenever you're at a bar or a club or anything or even at a party, it's kind of hard to have a conversation. But parties are the perfect environment for that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just, like, cozy. I feel like the conversations get deeper.
And you can invite new people, and it's, like, a fun little thing.
You can, like, sit on the ground.
And food. Who doesn't love food?
Food.
I love food.
Just food, good times. Wine, conversation.
What more could you ask for?
Yes.
Okay. You guys already know this. Cappuccinos.
Duh.
It's cappuccino so year. Good. Okay? Just cappuccinos with almond milk specifically. So delicious. Okay, this next one, we're going a little, like, psychological.
Okay.
Oh. Knowing your worth.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
Okay, cappuccinos and knowing your worth.
Oh, shit.
And let me just further explain. We're not wasting our time.
No.
With anyone who does not bring you to, like, your fullest potential.
Yes.
Okay? Slay. You need to be the best version of yourself around the people that you're hanging out with. You don't want anyone that's bringing you below your best.
If they don't treat you like a queen, they are not
there. They're on the curb, okay? They're gonna go with Raffaelli down in the trash can a couple blocks down.
Oh, I miss him.
Don't say that, he'll come back.
He, like, pops his head up.
He's like, oh, miss me?
I heard you missed me. Brown mascara.
Yep.
Ooh,
black,
I like that.
Mascara is out.
Yeah, no.
Brown is in, it looks more natural, and it's just really pretty. Okay. Nightcaps. I don't know if you guys are
like
into this. Yes. Yeah. Okay, so I really want to get into, like, a nightcap. Either, like, I'm hanging out with friends and, like, we come back to my apartment or something and, like, we have a little nightcap.
Ooh.
But a nightcap is not, like, a full cocktail. A nightcap is, like, you have a tiny little bit of, like, okay, maybe mezcal.
Right.
Or maybe a really nice tequila or, like, Just something.
We have something specific for that.
Or what's nightcap. That called?
Campari.
Campari. Just some, like a little nightcap. Yeah. It like warms yeah. you up before you close out your evening. Okay. Prank calls.
Yes.
I literally had to.
I love
down.
Prank calls.
Straws.
I love straws.
Are you
love
trying to
straws.
Kill the turtles?
Yes. I know everyone's. The turtles are gonna be fine. Hopefully.
Are you talking about metal straws or plastic straws?
Whatever straw you want. I want straws. When I get my drink from Starbucks or a coffee shop or whatever, and it has that little hole.
I don't like that.
Ew.
I'm sorry.
It hurts my teeth, too.
I don't want that. I love a straw. I think that I drink more liquid when I have a straw, so I like having a straw with my water, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just straws, okay? Card games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just
obviously.
In general.
Definitely. Yeah.
Simple. Bullshit. Go fish.
Yeah.
Gym runny. What is it?
What the hell?
Gym runny.
Solitaire.
Romney.
Mitt Romney?
Jim Romney. Jim Romney.
Jim.
Jim is running.
Jim is running.
Run, Jim, run. Jim.
Oh my god. Okay. What is it? Gin Rummy?
Gin Rummy.
Gin. The drink.
Rummy.
Yeah.
Oh my
Not
god.
Jim running. Or Mitt Rummy.
Okay. Anyways. Jim.
Just move on.
Okay. The next one's taking risks. We kind of already talked about this.
Okay. Yeah.
What we were talking about earlier. Taking risks, taking chances, doing things that might make you nervous.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, not like jumping off a building.
Yeah, don't do that.
Like calculated risks.
Yeah.
Okay. And last thing that is in for 2023 is taxis.
Yeah.
I'm all about taxis. Ubers are done. Okay. Out. First thing, plastic surgery. It's out.
Yep.
More buccal fat removal.
Oh, that's awful.
Lip injections, they're done.
Done.
Nose jobs.
Done.
Don't take away all your unique features, like
except for if Zoom still wants one.
Nose job, so I will be getting that.
No,
and
but
I do need my baby Botox so I don't get wrinkles in between my eyebrows. That's it.
But actually, even like with me saying this, no judgment at all to literally anyone who wants to get plastic surgery to make themselves happier. Like I fully support it. Live your best life, slay. I just mean like especially these trendy things.
Yeah,
you know, like everyone getting their done
and the eyebrows being lifted
the
up.
The eyebrow lifts, like. That's kind of more what I'm talking about, the trendy plastic surgery.
Are you like, are you more so like what's in is natural beauty?
Yes.
Okay.
Natural beauty.
I just need a natural girl.
And oh,
Zoo,
okay.
Your nose is actually looking fake right now, so if you get a nose job to make it look more naturally beautiful.
Yeah, well, I actually got it done in Mexico.
Well, I got a butt implant. So you guys not notice? When we turn around.
They have been looking juicy.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's out for this year.
I got to go back to Mexico. Pick up my dog.
Okay, out being jealous.
Yeah.
Ew, oh my god.
Get rid of that.
We're done
so
with
nasty.
That. We're done with that. There's enough
jealousy
to go around.
Hatred. Yeah.
There's enough to go around for everyone.
Yeah.
We don't need to be jealous of other people. You get your own thing going.
But also something that's interesting is noticing what you're jealous of is kind of a signal of what you want.
Yeah.
Mm.
No,
so
I totally get that.
Even if you're jealous, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But just taking note of, okay, I'm jealous of them. Why am I jealous?
Yeah.
Because I want that. And maybe that's something you can work towards.
Yeah. And then making it less of a negative and like not liking someone because they have something that you want or whatever. And then, right, like what you're saying, turn it into a positive. Be like, oh, let that inspire me.
Yeah.
Rather than being
so
resentful.
Interesting. Because even like, okay, when I was like really into YouTube and I like wasn't taking off. I would like look at YouTubers that were who I wanted to be and I just didn't like them. I was like, I don't like them. I don't want to watch them. No, I don't like them. I don't like, I never got into Emma Chamberlain because I was like, I don't like her. I don't know why. I'm just like, whatever. And it was like literally just came down to jealousy. It's because I wanted what they had and I didn't have it. And I was jealous, and so I wasn't going to support them or watch them or whatever, which is not cool. So I'm taking that out.
I so agree. Next is ballet core.
Oh,
remember
I
how that
took
was
that right
was
off.
So popular, and it just got so. I love aspects of it, but it just got so overdone.
Yeah.
I just think that's out. Next, this is always out for me, but especially. Well, this is going to be a little contradictory because I have it on right now, but overhead lighting.
Oh,
but it has to be the right.
Ew, yeah. I hate overhead.
Yeah.
Hate overhead lighting. I just good lighting in general.
Especially those fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. If I walk into your house, Homeboy is not going to get it.
I'm going to start adjusting. Like, if I go into someone's house and they've got bad lighting, I'm going
to
start
I'm going to be so nervous having G come over to my house. She's going to start, like, unplugging lights, yes. Returning on things, lighting changing candles. Light bulbs.
Yeah. Out, flight anxiety. We're done with that. I got really bad flight anxiety, but I want to travel a lot this year. Mm-hmm. So we're going to, that's done.
Yeah.
You're right. It's peace.
Peace out. If I go down, well, at least I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
Where I'm going down.
We're going to the water. I love to swim.
Right. Oh, tiny bags. We already talked about that. New cars out.
Yeah.
Old cars in. I know it's bad for the environment. I'm sorry. I just think an old car is so sexy.
So you're like killing the turtles. You're
ruining the environment.
Doing climate change. Not a favor.
Yeah. No, I hate to
You're
say it,
You're putting all the plastic surgeons out of business.
Ruining the world.
Ruining the world.
I love an old car.
Me too.
I so think much also more interesting. Something to go along with that is, like, using what you have and, like, taking care of what you have so that it will last. You know,
yeah.
It's like having, instead of just, like, throwing your old car away and getting a new one, being like, this is better, being like, no, I'm going to actually, like, have this car, take care of it, or have this phone, take care of it,
or
have
like clothes.
This
or
vintage piece clothes. Of shirt, like, wet piece of clothing, take care of it, have this piece of artwork that I really care about, take care of it, clean your apartment, like, just take care of the things that you have so that they will last.
This might be a little controversial. Texting.
Oh, I hate texting.
I already know that.
So it was not controversial, but this part might be controversial. I want more phone calls.
Me too.
Okay, yeah.
And FaceTimes.
You did call me last night.
I know. I didn't see that because
I wasn't.
Answer,
well, because I wasn't on my phone, which is on my list. So we'll get there. We'll get there.
But I love, honestly, kind Me of too. The nerves of, like, someone calling you out of the blue. It's kind of, like, fun.
And everything gets answered so much faster.
It's clearer.
So efficient. Yeah.
It's
Nothing
so true.
Nothing is misunderstood.
Yes.
In a phone call.
So more random phone calls. You guys can do this to me if you want. And less texting. Or even, I want someone to call me. Be like, do you want to hang out this week?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it that just feels so fun.
Yeah.
Out, doing it for the plot. I don't know whether you guys are going to agree with this, but, like, do you know these, there's a lot of girls out there who, like, will do things specifically, like, just for the plot?
Yeah, I don't like,
that.
Like,
a story, which I understand kind of the aspect behind that, but I just think that's out.
So what would the alternative be?
The alternative would be doing something really because you want to do it, not because you think it's going to be, like, a funny, good story or something, like, kind of more just following...
And
your gut.
I think that was, like, a lot of, at least me speaking for myself, like, freshman year, sophomore year of college. Like, even, like, after college a little bit, it kind of came back where it's, like, you want to be, like, seeming like you're having so much fun. And, like, even online, like, looking like you're doing all these things and, like, have all these stories to tell. And you're, like, I'm in my 20s. These should be the best years of my life. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, were we really having fun freshman year of college? Probably. But, like, was I happy? Probably not. You know?
I so do it's, have like, some damn good stories.
I do, too. But we were...
My plot was thick.
Your plot was
briefcase.
Thick. You had a briefcase. Oh, God. But I totally get what you're saying.
But, yeah, that's kind of what I mean. And then Bitcoin.
Ew, yeah.
Why did you even include that?
Sorry, I just... I don't want to hear you
That's
talk about
out.
Bitcoin. I don't want to hear you talk about crypto.
No, NFTs
here. NFTs are done.
Just
done.
out. I don't know if you guys agree with this, but last one, trucker hats?
Yeah, I just feel they like were overdone.
They're done
I
now.
Just feel
I do
like
love a trucker hat.
I
it's
always,
the right thing,
I feel like I, not that I started that trend, but I've been wearing a trucker hat since so started. Long ago. So I just have a few that I like that I'm like, if I'm on the beach, yes. If I'm going to a baseball game, yes. If right. I actually, okay, this is it. If you need a hat because there's going to be sun in whatever place, bring the trucker hat out.
Sure.
If you're wearing it as like a fashion accessory, like on everyday life, leave it in the past.
Yeah, just my opinions.
Yeah.
Obviously, don't need to agree with all them, but that's what was on my mind for my ins and outs.
That was so good. Thanks for
guys.
Sharing.
Thank you.
Thanks
okay,
for
go
listening.
Zoo.
Okay, I don't have as many as you do.
No, I kind of went off last night. When I
okay, we already did dinner parties. One of my ins is being chaotic.
Yes.
Ooh. I feel like I just want to be chaotic.
Okay. Taking risks. I feel like that kind of goes with like taking risks.
I just want to put myself out there and be crazy. I want to do it for the plot.
Oh, she's doing the opposite. Okay.
And then kind of on the other side, minimalism.
Little contradictory.
I think after living out of a suitcase, I just realized when I came home that I have all
when she
these...
was in Mexico.
Yeah. I had all these clothes that I don't need and never wear. And I love just having a... a minimal amount of clothing that I choose from that just works well with each other. So I just want to minimize my whole life.
And okay. It makes you... Oh, somebody left. It makes you really think about the clothes that you have and, like, use them in unique ways when you only have a few things.
Yeah.
Which I think is great.
True.
Yeah.
Every time I'm, like, living out of a suitcase, I'm putting outfits together that I never would.
You gotta be more creative.
Yeah.
I think it's quality over quantity, too. Just investing in pieces that you'll have for a long time. Because I'm just over all these trendy pieces, the ballet core. Like, there's so many pieces of clothing that I bought and I wore once and never again. And I'm over that. Okay. Eating alone, I love it. I want to do it more.
Yes. Definitely.
And I think it's so cool.
I agree.
Just doing things alone in general.
Love. Okay. In gatekeeping,
I agree.
Don't think that you should share everything online because then everyone is doing the same thing. They're wearing the same thing. They're going to the same places. And I think some things are just better kept to yourself.
Yeah.
So I think TikTok you should gatekeep.
Ruined a lot of places because people weren't gatekeeping and they were gaining followers and likes and stuff for not gatekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
But then it ruined, like, we go to the Lower East Side, can't even get a drink because there's 70,000 people trying to get into one place because it was not gatekept.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, now on to outs. In and out list. I'm sorry, but
I was confused. In and out the restaurant.
Yeah. Oh no, in and out lists. Like there's so many. I think
in and out lists.
What, like, what we're doing right now. Doing it's out.
I think they're out.
Like, okay, so, should we stop here? No. Thank you guys for watching. Blah blah blah.
No, it's just like I saw so many, and at this point, it's like everything is in, everything is out. Yeah. Like who gives a fuck? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
Right.
Out. Clubs. I mean,
okay, been out.
Yeah.
For us. Zoo, where are you going?
But just come on.
So where are you going to go on a weekly basis? Though.
18 anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Especially like tables. People who buy. Yeah. If you are still buying a table at a club or something.
I was at a bar the other day. I was at playing pool. This guy sat down next to me. I was like kind of talking to him. My boyfriend was there. He was like friends with my boyfriend, kind of. And he was like, you guys should come to Paul's after, like, we got a table. And I was you couldn't have said a more less appealing thing to me than that. I was
dancing is still in, right?
Oh, well, yes.
No, I'm saying in, like, bars. Let's go to a bar. Let's go dancing in a bar. I'm not going to go to Tao.
Let's go play pool.
I'm not
going
to Wano.
Let's go,
Okay.
No, thank you. Okay, out. Coachella. I'm sorry. It had its moment, but it's over. If you're going to Coachella in 2023, you're a loser.
Who's eating people alive? No. This is actually going to be a great bit. I'm going to take that bit and put it for our like marketing.
No, I'm like slightly kidding. I went so many years and I had the time of my life, but at this point, it's so expensive. You're out in the sun. I mean, I love a good festival, but we got to take a break.
Yeah.
So
I personally love Coachella so, so, so much. Like, literally have had probably some of the best days of my entire life there.
Oh, fully me too.
But I do definitely agree. I think also partially because, like, last year was so terrible. Me and Sue tried to go, and then I got freaking pneumonia when I was supposed to go.
After paying for everything.
Yeah, after paying for everything, and it was just really depressing. So I also think we have a bad taste in our mouth. Maybe within the next few years, something will be like, oh, I want to go back. But
I
feel you. This year, I do feel like
I think it's also such, like, a social media thing now. Like, oh, who's there? What outfit are you going to wear?
Yeah.
What photos are you going to take?
It's not about the music.
Zoo is, like, so on her game today. Zoo is so funny today, you guys. Zoo is so funny today. Stop. She said so many funny
things. Today.
No, she's always funny. But today she's hitting with some bangers.
Trend predictions, I'm done with them.
Done. Which is weird because everybody always asks Zoo. Like, Zoo, what's the next trend? Zoo, what's the next trend? Because she's so good at it.
These girls on TikTok are acting like they're trend predictors. And it's like, no, you just have an Instagram and are noticing what people are wearing.
If we've learned anything from the weatherman, you can't predict the future.
No.
Because they never get it right.
No. So I agree.
I'm so over them. And then everyone's wearing the same thing.
Talk about bad for the environment. You know what? I don't think my old cars are doing as much harm as fucking like Shein is.
Yeah.
Like these brands are so bad because they're pumping out trying to keep up with all these trends.
The micro trends.
Yeah.
It's silly. It's ridiculous. You should just.
You guys know there's a whole town in, I think, Sweden that's powered by clothes that were not sold at that. H&M.
Yes. Yeah.
A whole town. They burn it's H&M so clothes crazy. That did not sell, and it powers their entire town.
Yeah, out also fast fashion. Yeah.
Yes.
No. But I also get the whole thing of, you know, it's cheaper. Yeah. I totally understand that. But go thrift shopping. That's so affordable. Yeah,
right. It's a little more work, but it's so worth the reward. Like, when you find a piece that you're so excited about, it's just so much more fun than, like, the immediate gratification of online shopping.
Also, it's like, if you buy something secondhand, then you can sell it to, like, Beacons or Buffalo or Crossroads or all these places. And it, like, adds to the exchange of clothing. So if you don't want it anymore, it's like, A, you're more likely to get rid of it because you're like, oh, I thrifted this. It wasn't that expensive. Great. And somebody else would probably really want it. And then you get something else back if you go shopping again. Right. And it's just like this amazing cycle.
Yeah. Raya is done. Oh. It is over.
Zoo, what headspace were you in?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I thought Raya was going to be this fun, exclusive thing where I was going to meet all these famous people.
Come on. I told you, I was like, it's mostly douchebags.
I know, but okay.
But you still think.
I tried it. This is the thing. If you guys haven't been on it, this is how it works.
Also, basically, like, explain it for people who don't know what it is.
You have to get, like, recommendations to get on.
Like, approved.
Yeah, and once you're on, it's supposed to be exclusive or whatever that means. Once you're on, you get, I think, 10 people a day. Yeah. And half of those people live in New Zealand, Australia.
What?
Not in the city that you're living
maybe
in.
You can find your Australian
Doesn't
bay.
Doesn't make sense.
And then she's going to be like, what's in? She's like, Raya is in. Australia, in.
I feel you, though, and it's super expensive.
And it's expensive.
Yeah.
And I just
Love
haven't met.
Love have no price tag.
I haven't met anyone on there, and it's just, I'm over it, so I'm canceling it.
Okay.
Bye. Out drinking regular water. Ew.
I almost wrote that on my Zoom. What the fuck? Okay. Over the holidays especially, my mom was putting like orange slices in her water.
Ooh.
And I was like squeezing oranges in my water. And then I was like, wait, water can be so much more fun.
Right? Yeah. I just have not been drinking water. I'll just go a couple days and realize I haven't had a sip of water. And so I think I need to spice it up. Sparkling water. Yeah. Love.
Yeah.
Lemon water. Anything that hydrates me that's not regular water. Give it to me, but regular water, no
out.
Thanks.
Yep. So out. Boring.
Boring.
Yeah.
And out being cool. I also had that one.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit us, Sicily.
Okay. I wrote these maybe 30 minutes ago before the podcast. So get ready. Inns. Hotel bars.
Oh my God, I love it. I really want to go to the Chelsea Hotel. There's
Chelsea
actually so many hotels. Yes.
So many. I want to go to so many.
I love that,
Sicily. Right? And then it's also, it's like, it's a fun, it's not clubbing, and it's like something else fun to do with your friends, and then you can go there, and then we can go back to each other's apartments, have a nightcap. So this is like including all of our
I love this
inns within one. The next one is doing classes, almost like what you would do when you were like a child. So like piano
Ooh.
lessons, ballet lessons,
oh my God,
even
hobbies.
Like pole dancing lessons, which is
not
a child, but like not for childhood or whatever, but like drawing classes, like
pottery
like things that you would do, like, you know, when after school you'd be like, I'm going to my piano lesson, like I'm going to my ballet class, like classes, like I think signing up for classes, doing that. Working, these two go together. Working towards the future and financial literacy.
Yes.
Oh, I love that.
Kind of like planning toward the future.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been kind of living our life
as
young.
Present.
Well, no, but like don't think about the future really, but like plan towards it. You know, like be smart, be safe, learn about your finances, how to do taxes, like all this stuff. Like
That's
just
good.
Learning about that stuff, I think is really important. Watching old movies was also there.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I said organization.
Getting
rid of stuff.
Get organized.
Constantly. Oh my God. Yes. Constantly getting rid of stuff, keeping it in rotation, cycle. I saw this thing on TikTok where it was like this girl did a challenge and I think it was January or something. She got rid of one thing a day for a month.
Oh, I like that.
Which is awesome. And it's just like, I was looking around my room and I was like, I have a whole container of pens and I only use one pen.
Yeah.
So I got rid of all my pens and then
kept
one. You don't need them. It's
so true. I have like
the
a favorite
little
pen.
Things. I have one pen that I use and I should go rebuy that same pen once I'm done. Okay. Rewearing, reworking the same clothes. Kind of like what we said earlier, what Zoom said. Because I feel like we all have so many clothes, amazing clothes that you find it at a thrift store or whatever. A lot of our clothes are thrifted. You love it for a week. You're like, this is the best thing ever. I just bought this. I'm so in love with this. And then you kind of forget about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you buy something else. Like just having your clothes and reworking them and trying to make new outfits with it, I think could be really fun. light drinking / sophisticated drinking.
Yes. Ooh, love. I've been having it with hotel bars. 3 drinks a night, and it's the perfect amount. I'm not hungover. It makes me a little
tipsy. Every night?
No, but recently I've been going out and just having 3 drinks, and that's the perfect amount for me.
It's light drinking, sophisticated drinking. And also, like, not drinking that much if you don't want to, if you want to drink more, whatever, but... Also, like, drinking, like, good drinks. Like, no more White Claws. No more seltzers.
Seltzers are
love
out,
beer, right. But, like, I want, like, a martini, a Negroni, an Aperol Spritz. Like, something delicious that you're like, like, this is a sophisticated drink. Right. Yeah. I feel happy drinking it. Mm-hmm. Going out on the weekdays.
Yes.
Staying
yes.
in
oh, on the weekdays. Oh, I wish I wrote so this. Good. I should have wrote this. This
staying is in on the weekends.
So good.
Going out on the weekdays.
Agreed. Especially if you live in, like, a city, like New York or something, where it's so crazy on the weekends, you can't get in anywhere.
And I also just feel like, I feel so much pressure to go out on the weekends. I feel so much pressure, and I think...
And then your weekend goes by so fast.
I'm like, it's Sunday, what the hell, I have to
wake
work
up at
all week tomorrow?
1 p.m.
Yeah, no, I want to spend my weekends doing what I want to do, not going out, not feeling pressure to go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's also this thing where it's, like, I live with somebody who, like, is... always going out, which is great because she loves to do it, but then sometimes I feel like a little bit of pressure mm-hmm. to go out and do mm-hmm. stuff because she's like, what are you doing this tonight? And I'm like, I don't know, like, I kind of just want to stay in, and I'm always happy when I go out and do stuff, and she's great at, like, pushing me, which I love, but it's like, I want, if I want to stay on the weekends, I think I should, I want it, like, it's I need to realize, like, Cicely, that doesn't make you uncool, and even if it does, cool is in. So
totally,
that's that. And then in similar vein, Sunday resets, kind of like how we did it in college. Mm-hmm. Sunday was like our day to just kind of get ready for the week, cook, go grocery shopping, put your, like, face mask on, wash your sheets, just, like, whatever you want to do, whatever that reset means to you, like, Sunday resets, just so you can, like, go into your week. I feel like I start Mondays, and I'm like, Monday's kind of my reset day, where I'm like, no, I kind of got to start the round, hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Okay. Office space.
Yes.
We're trying to get an office space, so that is in.
That is so in.
And
real estate
that,
is in.
Real estate is in. Financial literacy. Yeah. But with office spaces, no more work from home. No more. Mm. My bedroom is my bedroom. It's not my office. It's not where I hang out. It's not where I also sleep and eat and do all these things. No. My bedroom is my sanctuary. It's my bedroom. Office spaces. We're not working from home anymore.
Love.
Traveling.
Yes.
Duh. I mean, I feel like it's on, like, everybody's in list. Same thing with, you guys said, dinner parties, houses, like, getting together, parties.
Get together.
With invites.
Yes.
With
invites.
Oh, I with love invites. That. With invites.
You have to have an invite, whether it's an evite, an email,
a letter,
a postcard.
Love it.
When I was in Mexico City, I got invited to this party on a PowerPoint.
Yes.
A PowerPoint. That's going through themes, potential outfits you could wear. Address, how to get there. Like, it
love
was
it.
So inspiring.
I feel like that kind of plays into, honestly, like, weird link, but sophisticated drinks.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, being more, like, intentional with things or just, like, almost romanticizing things, making things more exciting. And even just 1,000% having a dinner party. Okay, you could just have a dinner party. Or you could have a dinner party and, like,
there's a theme and dress up. And there's a theme. I think it's intentional hangouts.
Right.
Yeah. Intentional. Like, you're like, this is what's happening.
Love it.
Tiny swimsuits.
Wait, that's just my tits out. Oh,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I like that.
Tiny swimsuits. And with that, loving yourself, loving your body, loving whatever you got going on, and putting it in that tiny little swimsuit and being confident about it.
Love it.
I feel like all the time in swimsuits, I'm like, okay, I got to do this. How does this look? Oh, my God, wait, that my ass is kind of out. What's going on here? Like, okay, I got to cover my crotch. Like, no. It's all there.
It's
and
out.
If it's out, it's fucking out. Who cares? You're in a tiny swimsuit and you look hot.
Love it.
Oral health care.
Oh, I should
such
take
a
that
switch
one.
Quick up. Wait, switch quick up?
God, quick switch up. Switch up.
Whoa, do you have dyslexia?
Yeah. Gym running?
Gym running and quick split. Okay. Oral health care. I want to floss. I want to brush my teeth with an electric toothbrush. I need to get a tongue scraper. I do. Oral, like, our teeth are beautiful and they, like, take us through this life. Let's take care of them.
Yes.
Oral care is, like, so sexy, too.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Pushing yourself to meet people in person.
Yes.
Oh. That kind of goes with, like, Raya's done.
Yeah.
Dating apps are kind of done. Going with the flow, random trips, obviously. I want to start putting effort into, like, soft makeup.
Yes.
I don't really wear makeup very often, which it's fine. Like, it's not like, oh, I need makeup to cover something up. But I want to, like, look like I'm trying a little bit more, but like in an effortless way. Like I'm not going to put foundation on, but like sometimes I'll run out of the house and I like haven't washed my face that day because stuff happened in the morning. I was busy, whatever. And then I'm like running around and I'm like no makeup on, not feeling my best. Not that I need makeup, but I want to go out with a cute outfit on and try to like put some effort into my face.
Love.
Slightly. That was it. Okay, now we have outs.
Okay.
Outs for Sisley. Talking about food. Talking about food in a negative way. Or in a way, just bringing attention to food in a way that you just don't need to.
And weight.
And weight and how much and you're eating. And, oh, this is such a big portion. I'm stuffed. No, we're done with that.
Or like, I haven't eaten all day.
I haven't eaten all day. Yeah. I'm so famished. Just no comments. We're done.
Yeah.
No comments.
Keep it to yourself.
My friends, from my mom, from boyfriends, from anybody. Not that they're doing that, but like just nobody comment, you know? And we will all be a lot happier.
Totally.
I think that was inspired by a trip I just took with my family. And a lot of comments about food were being had.
Don't say. Yeah.
Buying in excess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could be grocery shopping, buying in excess, clothes buying in excess.
Wasting.
Wasteful. Wasting stuff. Yeah. Like just be intentional, I think, with your drinking and with your shopping.
Love.
Yeah.
Being on your phone, on dates, on hangouts, on anything.
Yes.
And in line with that, like putting your phone away. And that's what I did last night. And that's why I didn't pick up G's call, because I put my phone away. And then I wasn't on my phone. I think with that also, I am done checking my phone first thing in the morning.
Mm.
I don't want to sit there and be on my phone. It's going to be so difficult, but at least give myself 10 minutes, 20 minutes to just chill.
Can I do a little side note? Yeah. When I was on break, we went to this tea house where they take your phone when you're eating. And I think the intention behind it is they just want you to be really focused, enjoy your meal, enjoy the hangout, have a conversation, not be distracted. It's tough because I love taking photos. Mm-hmm. So that aspect of being on my phone, I like taking photos of the food or whatever. But it was so nice because there was not, I was at this table with people. No one was on their phone. No one was distracted. And everyone was just engaged in the conversation. And I just thought it was really nice.
It's just so different too from like everything. And you don't realize how much you're on your phone. And then when you're not on your phone, you're like, oh my God. But I always get like annoyed when I look over and somebody's on their phone. Not with you girls, but like, because we literally just hang out in the apartment sometimes and like we are all on our phones doing stuff. But it's just, like, annoying looking over at something. You're like, is that really that important?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Truthfully, is that really that
important? And a lot of times, it's just a habit. Even at this tea house, I went to reach for my phone, like, an hour in or something. And I was like, oh, it's not there.
That's not
Why do I even – I don't need to check it. What am I looking for?
Yeah.
It's, like, it's who's texting
me? It's fine. Everything's going to be okay.
Trying to, like, be in the present moment. Yeah.
Yeah. Outs, working from home. We discussed that.
Yeah.
Outs, dating apps. In parentheses, no offense.
Yeah. They are.
I just think going back to my ins of meeting people in person, like that also pushes you to get out of your comfort zone, do other things,
totally.
Meet new people, like it, like talking skills, all these skills that we're like losing kind of.
It's true.
Helps you hone in on them. So dating apps are out. No offense. Obsessive planning. Done. We're done with it.
Mm.
You can plan a little bit, but again, gets your expectations
so
up.
So true.
We're done with that.
We're going with the flow.
Yes.
Yes.
We are having someone text you day of.
Yes. Or and calling like, now.
Calling. Sorry, now. Sorry.
Calling.
That was my own out, too.
We're calling.
Calling day of.
Yes.
Yes. Spontaneous.
And the last one is wasting time in my room.
Yeah.
Ooh. I heard this quote the other day. Let me try to find it.
Bring it up.
It was such a good one. What I do today is important because I'm exchanging a day of my life for it. That was like the best quote I've ever heard in a long time.
It's really good.
Because it's like, okay, sometimes obviously you can have your chill times and hang out in your room and you worked all day, so go watch your TV and enjoy yourself. That's what you want to do. But a lot of times I feel like, especially in New York when outside is so overwhelming and you kind of look out your window and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go out there. You know, it's nice to stay in your room. It's comforting to stay in your room. But I feel like reading that quote, I feel like we're always like looking for something in the future. Like, okay, well tonight I'm going to hang out with G and Zoo. So like, I don't really need to do anything today because like I'll get my social battery kind of for that. And I'll feel like I've done something, like I didn't just waste my day. But every day that you live, like this is a day of your life. And you always feel like you're like working towards something else. You're like, when I get that next apartment or when I go to lunch with G and Zoo or when I go hang out with these people or when I the podcast is bigger and we can go do these things or when we get our office space. And you're always just like going to the future. And then I think it makes you kind of waste your present days.
Yeah.
But like this is, I mean, I know we're young and it's like you don't really have to think about that yet, knock on wood. But it's like this is our life. Like we're literally living our life. And I think sometimes I forget that.
Mm.
And sometimes I sit in my room on a Saturday or whatever, and I'm in my room all day watching TV or reading my book or organizing my room or something, which is fine. And some days I want to do that, so great. But it's a day of my life. And it's like, life is so short. Like you're spending, I'm exchanging a day of my life to sit in my room.
It's a good
one. So I want to start like not wasting, if I want to sit in my room, obviously I can, but not wasting my time in my room and being, forcing myself to kind of like get out, do stuff, do fun stuff.
I feel like so many of our themes are honestly related to like being a little more uncomfortable, which I definitely feel like is such a good thing to remember, is that growth happens when you're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it pretty much only happens when you're uncomfortable. So it's almost like taking that risk for the future reward of growing.
Yeah.
It's like working out. It's like you're so uncomfortable working out, but then you feel so good after. And you're like working towards something and you're growing and you're changing.
Yeah.
And G said this amazing quote like 2 years ago where she was like, you never regret like moving your body. And I think that like connects to so many things. It's like you never regret going outside and like getting some fresh air. You never regret going and meeting somebody new. You never, I mean, maybe because something could happen, but like usually you don't.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that's just like the theme for this year for me, I think. And the overarching theme of all of our ins and outs is just like pushing yourself past your comfort zone, and you probably won't regret it.
I totally agree. There's like instant gratification in being comfortable and doing all the same things, but it's
what is that noise? What?
I think
Zoom thinks it's a lot louder than it is because she has the headphones on. It's not that loud, Zoom.
No, someone's hammering something.
Okay, someone's knocking at the door.
No. Wait. They're hammering in my kitchen. We're behind my kitchen.
Oh my god.
That scared me. Is it really loud in
my house? Oh no. Sorry, viewers.
It sounded like someone was in the kitchen, like knocking on our.
Zoo was like so scared.
Guys, it's Raffaele.
It's Raffaele the rat.
I'm back.
Anyways, I was basically just saying instant gratification and staying in your comfort zone, investing in your future self by being uncomfortable.
Oh shit. I love that.
Slay.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening to. This episode of Blah 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 Go Zoo.
Do something that makes you uncomfortable this week.
Yes, and DM and us or comment on one of our photos and let us know what it is. We did ask you guys questions on G's Instagram for the podcast, which we will be answering next week.
Yeah.
So
we'll see you then.
We'll see you then for that episode. Love you all. Follow us on socials at blah 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 underscore pod.